have bought the building in Timmins, the Tweed and Hickory building. What are you planning to do with it?
Well, we're looking at putting, revamping and bringing it back to life again and have it more of a European marketplace. So it's going to be a one-shop stop experience for any of the customers that can come by.
What do you mean by European?
Well, when you go into the marketplaces in Europe, it's a sort of like a Galleria type of shopping where you're going into a building and you're seeing different sections of shopping. So there may be a cafe in there. There might be, for our idea, we're going to do a cafe. We may be doing a personalization shop, which is the things and grave shops. We may do apparel. We're going to do a big, huge garden center for the summertime. There'll be different sort of facets of wedding display and a wedding shop in there. So right now the plans are quite tentative, but the goal is for the customer to come in, and being in Canada, it has to be under a roof, obviously, with our Canadian winters. But it's for people to come in with their families and have a good shopping experience. We know that malls are demalling and the retail apocalypse out there, and we want to bring to the town of Timmins a place where the residents and surrounding area can come and enjoy something in terms of special gift-giving ideas.
Are you going to be using the whole building, or what, two or three floors in it?
Yeah, currently there's three floors, and the bottom floor will be strictly for retail. The second floor we're looking at putting in a floral distribution or a floral production center, because we do have about 10 warehouses across Canada that we do production out of for flowers, and that will be one of our production facilities as well.
What about the third floor?
Third floor right now will just be storage, but in the future we may be changing that into more retail space. We're not sure. So it really depends on when we actually get into the building, looking at the mechanics of it and what currently makes sense. But for sure, the main floor with the beautiful front windows will be a retail section.
Okay, when can we expect to see anything going on in the building, and when can we expect to see the businesses opening?
Well, we're hoping that the pre-planning stages are right now. So we, because the building has been vacant for so long, we need to go in there and check the mechanics and, the heating, the electrical, and all those little things that need to keep the building running. Once that's up and running, then we will have our engineers and architects go in there and have a look and give us some rendered drawings. And our hope is to be probably starting looking at planning construction by the end of 2021.
And when can we expect to see things open in there?
Oh, it's hard to say. Depends on what sort of things that we can run into. But our hope is just to do it sooner than later. So like 2022, we're hoping.
Now, I hate to give a lot of credence to what I see on social media, but there is a little bit of a backlash about such a large company as yours opening downtown and competing with a couple businesses that are already downtown. How do you respond to that?
Well, in this case, I think, there's a big market share for everybody. I mean, people of the town in Timmins and in any little places that we go into, people are looking for a place to shop and having a good experience. I think we're just going to enhance the community to bring something different. So it's not about going in there and not supporting local. I mean, for example, as we're looking at architects and construction people and bringing new jobs into Timmins. And the architect that we're actually looking at has been born and raised in Timmins. So we're really trying to, enhance the downtown core, bring the old building that was there back to life. And I'm really hoping that the community will welcome us. And we have had great reception all over Northern Ontario where we've gone into shops and rejuvenized downtown cores, and they're happy to have us. So I'm sure the great people of Timmins will feel the same.
Where else in Northern Ontario do you have locations?
We have locations in Sault Ste. Marie. We purchased a 128-year-old building called Man Florist, which is operating now. We've got just purchased Fort Frances, Ontario, and Fort Floral was a fantastic business that the gentleman that owned it before retired. And we have Lottie Jones Florist in Trenton, Ontario, and many more to come. So we're looking at buying flower shops, adding our personalization, things engraved into it, to make it more of a shopping experience for our clients.
All
So,
right.
things engraved used to be predominantly in the malls. We had about 130 stores within the malls years ago, and we just recently closed down the mall locations. So we're doing a new format, and we believe this new concept that's happening in Timmins will just enhance that growth.